Welcome to Voice Rising with Kara Johnstad. Enjoy weekly conversations with leading luminaries, pioneering visionaries, singers, poets, musicians, and sound healers as we explore the profound role our voice plays on the path to self-realization and global enlightenment. The internationally acclaimed singer, composer, author, healer, recording artist, voice expert, creator of Voice Your Essence, and founder of the School of Voice, Kara Johnstad, uses her extraordinary spiritual gifts to empower others. Everything in this world vibrates. Everything has a frequency. A pioneer in the field of voice work and transformational songwriting. Her breakthrough methods are helping thousands of people worldwide fine-tune their body-mind-spirit system and unlock the energetic frequencies of limitless creativity, health, and abundance. Share your voice, ask your questions, join in the conversation. Receive life-changing, positive transformation and rise together to create a sound world. And here's your host, Kara Johnstad.
Hello, everybody. How are you today? It's a very special today. In studio with me is Karen Chong, an international transformational speaker and healer. Karen has been a seeker for over 25 years, studying under many teachers. Having tenaciously focused on clearing her own distortion patterns over the past 5 years, her frequency resonance has risen to the point that she can now use her special abilities to help people clear their distortion patterns, old programs at their spirit's blueprint level, catalyzing fundamental transformation and spiritual awakening so they can embody their greatest, most authentic selves. Welcome, Karen, to the Voice Rising Show.
Thank you so much, Kara.
So, Karen, we have a little bit of turbulent times in the moment. I know that you're in Hawaii, I'm here in Germany, and there's a lot of beauty around us. And at the same time, we have wildfires in Colorado and California, Australia, and we are in the midst of a global pandemic. Some people are in quarantine, some people have reopened. We have a lot of tensions that are going on. There are a lot of protests happening around the world. And it seems like things are getting progressively chaotic. At the same time, both you and I work a lot with frequencies. And as these frequencies get denser and denser, we're being asked to look at things collectively. We're being asked to really look at this collective fear that we're holding. What are your thoughts at this time? How are you doing personally? And what are your thoughts as a collective, how we can support each other in really easing through this moment, or really supporting each other to have harmony in a moment that seems for many people dissonant?
Yes, that's a wonderful question. Thank you. So what I would say to that is from my perspective, so I'm going to talk very big picture and from my perspective.
Yeah.
So from my perspective, as much as this is a turbulent time and the chaos is intensifying, and from what I can tell, it will intensify further into this fall. And of course, we can all make different choices as a collective. However, my feeling is it will intensify further into this fall. And it's for a very specific purpose. And from my perspective, consciousness is rising. What does that mean? To me, that means that simply the frequency resonance set point of the consciousness that we are in is moving upwards. So meaning the frequency resonance that we all exist within is moving up. In order for that to happen, there needs to be a breaking from or a shift away from the lower, denser resonating frequencies like oppression, like greed, like hatred, that we are actually seeing more visibly now, right? This has always existed. We have a very, our system is very rife with oppression because, of course, it exists in the older consciousness. In order for us to move up in consciousness, our frequency resonance, we need to release these lower denser patterns. And that's why it's becoming more visible, more intense for us to push away from, for those to break away from us in order for us to, like I said, move into this higher resonating order. Now, this is an extraordinary time. In fact, it's a time that many of us have been waiting for because it is, it's hard to explain in words, but the at this new level of consciousness, I mean, imagine a world where there is no oppression, where there is no greed. There is a sense more of who we are in our essence, i.e., like our connection to the oneness, meaning how I am with you very much impacts me. So if I know that I am doing something to you that's harmful to you and that the impact is significantly has an impact on me, what I choose to do is going to be very different. And that's not just on an individual level, but on a collective level. So whilst this time looks very chaotic and turbulent, and it is, and from a very human perspective, it is a very challenging time. It is an incredible opportunity for an acknowledgement of who we are personally, a release of our deeper distortion patterns, to allow us into surrender. And it's the movement of, and what I mean by surrender is not surrender as it's normally talked about in our culture. So surrender in our culture is usually talked about from a perspective of like weakness or defeat, right? It's usually associated with these two things. So people resist surrender. I mean, why would you want to surrender if you're going to go into defeat or something like this? However, I mean surrender from strength, where you actually are internally strong enough so that you feel complete on your own and that you know with unshakable confidence your connection to the all that is, to pure source. And so as a result, you know that you can transcend whatever comes your way. So in that, you can surrender fully to the all that is and to higher self. There is no fear, zero fear. It's the opposite of surrender that we talk about in our current paradigm. It's surrender from strength. And as we're able to move more and more into the surrender from strength and we're buoyed up in terms of our frequency resonance, we enter a new order, which, as I mentioned, many of us have been waiting for. So from, like I said, in this time of this of extreme turbulence, many of us are taking the opportunity to move from what I call the association with the small s self or the ego mind to the large s self or the self identified with spirit, where, and I don't mean this from like a spiritual bypassing standpoint of like, oh, everything's wonderful. Right? It's like an acknowledgement of what is, to do the work of looking within, to release the distortion pattern within a self. And from that, you identify and become aware of the grandness of your true essence from spirit level, can surrender from strength and move up in frequency resonance as the consciousness level rises, generally speaking. So it's, for me, it's an exciting time.
It's a very exciting time. We talk a lot in the English language about of sound body, of sound mind, making sound decisions, and I always say personally, you know, shifting from harm to harmony, because this is a beautiful play on words, but we know as musicians. That's why musicians are such crazy people, because everything gets resolved. Everything in music, it always seeks resolution. It's the way that harmony is created, is to seek resolutions. You just mentioned distortion frequencies. So can you share with us a little bit more about what you see? What is frequency? What is your definition of frequency for those of us that might not understand when I mean, sound consciousness is coming into fashion in the moment, but many, many people might not realize how powerful frequency can be. And then again, what is distortion frequency for you? What patterns might that be? Yeah.
Sure. Thank you. So from my perspective, everything is vibrating. Right? So I think this is a very common thing that people, or is becoming more common, right? This understanding that everything is simple vibration, which is frequency, right? So, and most of us think of frequency from the physical perspective, as you said, from like a sound perspective or visually what we can see on the light spectrum, for example, right? Now, what we can see visually and hear physically with our ears is a small bandwidth of the frequency that actually exists, right? So, for example, with light, we can see a very small, physically detect with our eyes, a very small bandwidth of the frequency bandwidth of everything, right? So that's why instruments can pick up infrared and ultraviolet, and we know they exist, but we can't see them. So to me, frequency is much more than what we can, so when I speak of frequency, it's much more than what we can experience on the physical. So if you can imagine the oneness vibrating at its extraordinarily high rate. So for anything to be anything other than the oneness, for example, for the oneness to even be aware of itself, so meaning a separation, there needs to be a drop in vibrational level or frequency vibrational level. As that frequency vibrational continues to drop, it becomes energy. And then as that vibration drops even more, it eventually becomes what we consider to be physical matter. So it's kind of similar to water. So when water is steam, the molecules are vibrating very fast. As those molecules slow down in vibrational level, it becomes liquid water. And as they slow down even more, it becomes ice or solid. Well, it's the same sort of idea, but on a much more exponential scale. So you have frequencies, which is vibration, that slows down, becomes energy, slows down even more, it becomes form. So frequencies really govern the physical world. From my perspective. And a distortion pattern to me is anything that keeps us separate from the oneness. Now, in the English language, distortion is a negatively charged word, right? Like it's mm-hmm. like a negative thing. However, it's anything that keeps us from that. It actually, in some ways, some of the distortion keeps us in density and form. Okay, so however, the thing that most people have challenge with in our humanness are things that we would like to release ourselves from. So backing up a little bit, to me, when we individuate from the oneness, what happens, from my perspective, is that we emerge from the oneness as spheres of pure source energy that vibrate at a very unique rate, okay? That unique mm-hmm. rate of vibration is what makes you, you, and me, me. It's an individuation. When that sphere drops into embodiment or a body, what look like layers and layers and layers and layers and layers and layers of duct tape form around the sphere. So there's nothing wrong with the sphere. It's still pure source energy vibrating at a very specific rate, that is you. But you have these layers and layers of duct tape which cause the sphere to slow down in vibrational level, to wobble, and to forget that it's surrounded by pure source energy in all directions around it. Now, the duct tape is simply a metaphor for things like lineage distortion patterns. So lineage is simply, they have an experience. So if anybody's been following the field of epigenetics or the science of epigenetics, they're proving, of course, that what your grandparents, great-great-grandparents, et cetera, experienced very much influences how your genetic code expresses and the choices that you have. So science is starting to mirror what we know already on spirit level. So what your lineage experiences very much impacts you because they have distortion patterns running through them that then now run through you. Of course, there is distortion that we receive from our culture, from our religion. And to me, this all happens even as we are embodying. So it's already set there for you as you come into embodiment. And also past lives are another layer of, can be layers of the duct tape. It sort of depends on who you are. So these distortion patterns, again, it keep us separate from merging back to the oneness. And as consciousness has risen and as my abilities have shown up and I've cleared enough of my distortion patterns and my abilities have come in, what I can do is I help to remove the layers of the duct tape. And what's really cool about frequency work is this used to take lifetimes sometimes, and now it can be done in minutes and sometimes seconds. And this is simply a function of consciousness rising and some of us being able to do this now. And the more you release your distortion patterns, what happens is you're removing these layers of duct tape. The sphere wants to vibrate faster. It wants to. So as it's a self-perpetuating cycle, so as you release your distortion patterns, the sphere itself starts to vibrate faster, which causes more of the distortion patterns to break away, which causes the sphere to rise faster, and vibrate faster. And what happens eventually is once enough distortion patterns are released and more chunks fall off, we return to our natural state that I call spherical luminosity, which is the name of my website. And that is when we can start to experience the state, which is our natural state of what I call spherical abundance, which is abundance in all directions. And everyone thinks of abundance in terms of money, but I don't mean it just in terms of money. I mean everything, right? It's abundance on all levels in terms of your experience. And we also start to experience our true natures as creators, which is really spectacular. So that is a very long answer to your question.
No, it's very beautiful. I want to give you, before we go into a break, I'd love to just, you know, put this question out there because it makes me curious. I mean, I think, you know, finer frequency rising, consciousness rising, and yet I'm so fascinated for people that have meditated a long time. Often the frequencies, they go slower and deeper. As a musician, I'm also fascinated about, you know, where's the transcendence and where's the embodiment? Where's the low and slow in it all? Is low and slow only, let's put it, heavier emotions or distortions? Or is there a place also, you know, and this is, you know, you don't have to answer this now because we're going to head into a break, but is there a place also for this very grounded, slow frequency that might be out there? I'm sure. Curious. So let's talk about that after we get back from the break.
Great. Sounds good.
The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is David Strickel. I'm excited to share my brand new show, The Stream of David Live, right here on Om Times Radio. Each week, I'll have exciting guests, and I'll channel the eternal wisdom of The Stream, a group of non-physical entities whose teachings have transformed lives all over the world. So join us for an uplifting hour each Monday at 5 p.m. Eastern. That's The Stream of David Live right here on Om Times Radio.
With happy clients all over the world, Kara Johnstad knows that your voice is the missing link to more authenticity, abundance, creativity, and health. An internationally acclaimed voice expert, Kara's breakthrough methods have helped thousands of people successfully heal their voice wounds and extinguish the story of self-doubt and shyness forever. Join in group trainings, attend online sessions, schedule one-on-one time, and invite Kara to work with your organization and community. Get started today. Go to www.karajohnstad.com and receive a special guided meditation designed to fine-tune your inner voice and welcome you on the voice journey.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, Hi, everybody. Welcome back. This is Kara Johnstad. You're listening to Voice Rising. And with me in studio today is Karen Chong, an international transformational speaker and healer. And we are talking all about frequency and how frequency impacts our lives. And so we left off, Karen, with us asking, or with me asking you the question also, not only about the frequencies that are rising in this moment, the consciousness that is rising, things are, you know, these finer frequencies are coming in and coming into more material form, and then we have the very fine spirit form. But what about the low, slow, grounded frequencies? Are they only negative? I mean, are we seeing that only as distortion patterns, or are they very necessary also to our lives?
Yeah, I love that question, Kara. Thank you for asking. So to me, I'm going to make a distinction. So from what I feel anyway and what I perceive, the low frequencies that you experience, for example, when someone is meditating and they start to go into what I would call a flow state, or other people would call a flow state, to me, what that is the mind starting to slow, okay, as we actually come more into the present moment. So to me, that is a time function. So meaning, okay, so as we, a lot of people will talk about the present moment, okay, and to me, there's two forms of time. Okay, there is the, and I'll loop it back together, but to me, there is the present moment in linear time. And as you are often in meditation, or some people often are in meditation, and you enter that state where your mind becomes, and your thoughts become more spacious, more slow, you drop into a sort of more relaxed state. To me, that is when you're approaching the present moment of linear time, because you're not in resistance to time. You're just simply in it and allowing yourself to sink into the present moment. You know, athletes will talk about this in motion, right? So people will say that high-performance athletes, when they're in a game, everything slows down in time, right? As even though they're moving at regular speed, they feel like everyone's moving in slow motion. It's a similar phenomenon. When you enter the state of the present moment of linear time, to me, when your resonance gets high enough, you can then start to bridge into what I call the eternal now, or the timeless. The eternal now is the quote-unquote time on which everything on spirit exists. It's the access point to the infinite. So the eternal now actually exists under everything. It's like it exists under everything, and linear time is like a train moving across it in the horizon, right? So that to me is like linear time running over the eternal now. So if people, for example, have gone to people who, for example, speak to beings who are disembodied, and they'll ask a question, and the being will, and they'll say, well, when am I going to meet my partner? When am I going to become abundant? And the being responds, well, now. Because everything on spirit exists in the now. There is no other time on spirit level. It is the eternal now. So when we enter those, as you call those, more long moments, we're starting to experience the present moment, and your resonance for some of us will rise enough that you can access the eternal now, where everything becomes very expanded because it is infinite. It is the timeless, which is infinite, and you are in the embodied state starting to experience that infiniteness, where there is this a really spacious feeling where everything expands and feels possible, and there is no constraint in terms of time. There is no scarcity of time. That distortion doesn't exist in the eternal now. So to me, it's a bit of a time function. And also that state, and I'm not a scientist at all, so and this is just what I perceive on frequency level. So as the mind goes from, you know, like a high beta state where it's like moving very fast and drops in frequency resonance itself, it starts to enter these like the brain waves, I think, from what I understand, themselves slow down, so you can start to experience more of the present moment of time, bridging into the eternal now.
Yeah, the brain waves are very, very slow when you're in deep meditation. So that was just my curiosity.
Exactly.
So as a voice expert, of course, I work a lot with vibration and frequency, and our voice is right in the middle of our body. It's right, luckily, above our heart and below our third eye, and it's really creating a beautiful channel. How do you work with tuning the frequencies, or do you work with voice work, writing, journaling, speaking, you know, or do you work more with energy work, as I could imagine things like Reiki, or what does a session look like? How are you clearing those distortion patterns, out of the field?
Yeah. So I work more, so a lot of what you've mentioned is like what I would consider to be the physical manifestation of frequency work. That's like the physical reflection of the frequency work. Mm-hmm. So I work at the frequency level. So what I perceive and what I work with is the frequencies before they even become embodied. So a lot of times when people come in for a session, if it's a one-on-one session with me, I just tap into the frequency bundle that's you, because all of us have a frequency or a spirit blueprint. And I don't need to know anything about you. So it's not like a session where we chat. I don't need to. I just tap into the frequency bundle that is you and start to remove the distortion patterns that are keeping you stuck. And just to make this really clear, I don't decide this. I'm following what's priority on spirit level. So I'm working at your higher self level, at the frequency blueprint level, like just where pure source and the individuated consciousness basically happens. So that is the level at which I'm working. People may or may not experience anything. Some people feel physical sensations. Some people feel emotional stuff. Some people see imagery. Some people feel nothing. But yet, at the end, their lives are very different and physically show up differently in terms of what they experience, and then not only what they experience in terms of their physical reality, but people around them start to shift as well, which is really incredible. And it doesn't necessarily have to be one-on-one either. Because our culture is so individuated, you know, there's such a celebration of the individual, which is amazing and incredible. There's also an extraordinary power to being in a mastermind, to being in a group, especially when the group is coming together for frequency work in a way, because their highest selves are meeting. So if you have a guide that's strong enough when they're coming together in a mastermind and working at the frequency level, what happens is the mastermind comes together as the highest selves of everyone present. And it creates a tremendous amount of momentum, because everyone there is there to create more awareness of their connection only to pure source and to remove the distortion patterns of whatever particular topic, or to move forward in a particular way. And so as a result, there's a tremendous amount of momentum that happens on spirit level that's difficult to attain on individual level, because you have everyone moving together. This is like, you know, Lynn McTaggart's work about, you know, when you pray in a group of eight or more, then you can create a lot of change on the external world. It's the same. That is actually the mastermind working in a way that's really positive. Similarly, with frequency work, if you're gathering with a mastermind in what I call a group frequency calibration, there could be a tremendous amount of momentum to release these distortion patterns, which can create a lot of forward momentum in terms of your spirit acceleration and also your physical experience. So to answer your question, what is it like? Whether or not it's in a group or individually, it'll sound a bit like a guided meditation. When it's funny to me, when the group comes together, people were like, "How did you know that was for me?" And yet there's like hundreds of people on this call. It's because when people come together in a mastermind specifically like this, chances are you're running distortion patterns that are in common. That's why you're there. And so I'm reading the mastermind as a collective and releasing the distortion patterns that are most present for that collective. Therefore, it feels like it's for you, because it is for you. You're part of that mastermind. It's what called you together. And so, and whether or not you attend that group frequency calibration live or on the recording, it doesn't matter, because I'm working at the level of frequency. This is at the level of the eternal now, the timeless. So when you listen to recording, essentially I'm creating like like an anchor in time. So it pulls you into the mastermind as if you were there live. So it doesn't matter whether you listen to it live or recording. It doesn't matter. So that's what I would call a group frequency calibration. People can work with me in individual work for fine tuning or that type of thing. And there's tremendous, tremendous momentum that can't quite be put into words for the group work, which is really, to me, even astounding. Because, Kara, you know what's exciting is when we come together in those groups, not only are we affecting those people who are participating in those groups, but from what I perceive, the oneness shifts with such incredible speed and such profoundness. To me, it's really beautiful. It's such a, sometimes I cry because it's so exquisite, the shift that can happen in the oneness from these group of people who come together to work on themselves, and yet the change that they are creating is spectacular.
I mean, I agree. I think it is what is such a struggle in this moment when you know that the work is available, many different types of work is available to create peace and harmony and well-being. To see the world in really struggling on so many levels, we are baffled at times because it can be that easy of getting 8 people together or 10 people together or, 50 people together or 100 people together just to sync and create that field of beauty. And Karen, what happened in your life? Where were you? You talk about the last 5 years, but what changed? Where was the turning point for you that made it clear for you that it's frequency work that you want to offer as your gift?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't really a thank you for asking that question. It wasn't really it chose me. I didn't really choose it, for sure. If you'd asked me even 2 years ago, would I be doing this, I would have been like, I don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I honestly did not realize that this was going to happen. For me, I'm of Chinese descent. I grew up in an immigrant family in Montreal, Canada. And I had a very, when I was a kid, I used to have, I didn't know this, but I had experiences that most people didn't. I just assumed everyone had the same experiences as me. Like I could always see, like for example, I could always see things that other people couldn't. So I could see, things that dead people, I could see entities, that type of thing. But I didn't know what they were. They scared me and I was like, whoa, I didn't like that or whatever. And I would try to explain it to people, and they would just tell me I was imagining things. So I just stopped. I just stopped wanting to see those things and experience those things, et cetera. And so eventually what happened is as I entered my early 20s, like many people who are on a spiritual journey, I had a health crisis. So I had an extreme form of eczema. So if you've ever had like a mosquito bite on the knuckle or an elbow or like the back of your knee where it's really, really, really itchy and it kind of drives you crazy. I had that all over my body. So basically from my ankles all the way up to my neck. And I essentially became worse and worse. I wasn't sleeping at night. And after a few months of this, I was emotionally starting to break down because I was so exhausted. And I started to think of ending things because I was so tired. I was just like constantly in pain, exhausted, emotionally drained. And at that point, I remember actually saying to whatever was out there, I can't do this anymore. Like I'm not strong enough. It has to end. And so that's when I started to think about taking my own life. And then my husband, Chris, at that time said, okay, no, we need to solve this. There's an acupuncturist and I was living in New York City at this time because we moved there for work. And he said, there's an acupuncturist your aunt knows in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. We're going to just send you there. And I was like, okay, whatever. And you're just going to quit your job and you're going to go. And I said, okay, fine. I didn't have much ability to make decisions. So off I went, met this wonderful man. He could see energy, and I didn't know that at the time. And it's not like I was just lying there, like, in a victim state. I mean, I'd gone to see other people, but for help, like different Western practitioners, different alternative healers, nothing helped. So eventually I went over to him. He took one look at me and he was like, I know exactly what this is. And after 5 weeks of like cupping, herbs, acupuncture, I went from hot mess, suicidal, to completely vital, totally different version of myself. And that began my quest. I was like, what happened? What is there beyond the visible that creates this this thing that we call our reality? And so for 25 years, I was a seeker. I was interested in all kinds of modalities. Now, I'll say, and you know this too, is that there's a lot out there that you're like, that a lot of people prey on people who are seeking. And there's a lot out there that's quite frankly BS, and there's a lot out there that's beautiful, and it's kind of hard to tell sometimes. I was very fortunate. I happened to find a lot of teachers who actually had a lot of wisdom, shared a lot of things with me. And I was also, at this point now, we've moved to San Francisco, California, where Chris and I started our real estate business. And we were exploring all these different spirit modalities because we were curious. And we were also doing traditional coaching. And no matter what we did, we noticed that even in our business, we kept hitting this sort of ceiling, right, just in terms of what we were able to produce. And also my body wasn't doing as well as I was hoping, even though I was engaging all these different practices. And then by quote-unquote accident or happenstance, I happened to meet, there's only a very tiny number of people that I know of who actually do frequency work, and I met one of them. And as soon as I heard his voice, I was like, that's it. Whoever this guy is, he's the guy I've been looking for. And and really, when I started experiencing frequency work, there was such a tremendous acceleration because I had all these patterns of fear and scarcity and stuff that was happening in my body. They all started leaving. And, you know, when you do frequency work, there is a period of integration as you release, at least in my experience, of releasing these lower density things. And it can be hard. I mean, it can be hard because it forces you to look at yourself, to release stuff, to go through periods of what I call detox. And I just was like, I'm not going to stay here. I don't want to. And so I just kept going. And at some point, about 2 years after this intense distortion pattern removal, my abilities came in. I was able to enter this in a very long, prolonged 9-hour meditation. It doesn't have to take that long for everyone, but for me it was. I was able to move from what I call the small S to the big S, and really actually beyond that. So I moved into the field of the absolute, into the all that is, for where it was so funny, Kara. It was like this fundamental knowingness, because there was no I anymore. It was just me. Okay, I'm saying me loosely, this experience of everything being me and me as everything. And I'm saying this in words, and it's kind of funny to me because it's so little compared to the experience of it. But I really, in that moment, my seeking ended because I was just like, oh my God, how did I forget this? It's like forgetting how to breathe. How did I forget that this is me and I'm it and there's no separation? It's not even possible. It's like ludicrous to think that we're separate. It's like such a, it's almost like the deepest illusion. And when I came out of that meditation, I think I laughed and cried for I don't know how long. And then I laughed because I couldn't believe that I'd forgotten. And I cried because I couldn't believe I'd forgotten. And at that point, I recognized and I realized I stopped seeking. I'm like, oh, we are all part of everything. This physical thing really is an illusion. Holy mackerel. And it's an incredible illusion from which we can learn and grow. And it's such an incredible opportunity. And this body is amazing. And at that point, the seeking stopped. I was like, wait a minute. If I'm part of the oneness and one is part of me, there is no secret. There's no separation. And so that's when, to me, my abilities came in, because I just realized, oh, wait, that's right. And then I just started perceiving more and more on the frequency level. and that I could help other people release the distortion, just like I had been helped. And that's when it began. So that's sort of another roundabout answer to your question.
Beautiful. Karen, we're going to take a very, very short break, and we're going to be back with more on the beauty and the exploration of frequency.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
When you wake up in the morning, are you excited for the new day? Are you passionate about your work? Are your relationships fulfilling? And finally, are you happy? I'm Mia Voce, your host and guide to the power of five. Harness the forces of the universe and unleash your powers within. Join me each Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Om Times Radio. And remember, anything is possible. You only just have to believe.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Kara Johnstad, and you are listening to Voice Rising. With me today in studio is Karen Chung, an international transformational speaker and healer, and we are talking about frequency and the impact that frequency has on our lives. Karen, you just shared, I would say that is an awakening moment. That is a moment of awakening, of expansiveness, of oneness, of being. What was your experience after that? So after that, you had the feeling that you could support people taking out their own distortion patterns. What is the hidden superpower? Is it bringing people themselves to this moment of awakening? What is the hidden superpower that can be awakened through frequency work?
Yeah. So, to answer your first question, I was in a period of stillness for quite a while, and then people started asking me for help. I actually didn't seek it. People started asking me for help, and that's when it sort of began. I was actually totally terrified in my my first few times helping people, because I was like, oh my gosh, I mean, I don't know, what am I doing? I don't know. So, you know, you had the humanness of that, and I thought, well, worst case scenario, I'll just refund their money. But then they had started to have such incredible transformation. I was like, oh, okay, well, this seems to be working. We all have our humanness that we that we get to experience. And then in terms of the superpower, to me, our hidden superpower is our frequency resonance. So, and our ability to shift it, to have it come up and to rise by releasing a distortion pattern. This is not the only way to do it. Obviously, frequency work is not the only way to release distortion. There's a lot of other modalities that can help you do this. For me personally, in my exploration, frequency work is one of the fastest ways. But as your frequency, so let me just back up. So the frequency, from my perspective, the frequency bandwidth that is you is sort of at this certain level. And people will talk about mindset, and they'll talk about like your state and all that stuff, which is important in terms of where you show up in terms of your frequency bandwidth. Meaning, are you feeling better? Are you in a better state? Do you have a good mindset? You'll show up in the higher end of your frequency bandwidth than if you're depleted, exhausted, stressed, feeling anxious, right? Then you're at the lower resonating part of your frequency bandwidth. But what people don't realize is you can move the entire bandwidth up by releasing the heaviness, the weight of distortion patterns. As that frequency resonance goes up, that is you. At some point, because it's high enough, it starts to impact those around you without you doing anything. I mean, you know, we don't have to try to make anything happen. It just starts to impact other people, and you start to attract more people to you. Like, they start to want to be around you, because it's like, as you clarify and drop these distortion patterns, other people from the higher self perspective are like, whoa, what's that? Why is that so free? Like, why over there is there this resonance that's so high? I want to be like that. It like catalyzes this within other people, right? It like awakens that ability within self, that empowerment, like that possibility. It's just like that guy who ran the 4-minute mile, right? Like, no one thought that it was possible to run a mile in 4 minutes. And then all of a sudden, as soon as he broke that record, many people started to be able to do that. And now it's gotten faster and faster. That's on the physical level. On the same way, on the spirit level, when people start to feel, perceive, see the resonance that you are, especially once you get to a certain point of resonance, then you start to impact not only your family, your people at work, your community. It ripples out into the oneness. And the higher your frequency resonance, the more positive impact you have on more people. It's not like a one-to-one ratio. It starts to burst out from that in terms of the positive impact it can be. So it sounds selfish potentially to work on self during time when there's so much chaos and turbulence and intensity for people. However, the more we focus on self, releasing the distortion pattern, that is our greatest service, because our frequency resonance buoys up, and that allows other people to do the same. So that to me is it catalyzes that in other people, and that is our hidden superpower that we're not even aware of, and it's simply in who we are.
I mean, I think that's very true, but I had to think while you were talking. You were talking about how the frequency rises and then people are starting to get attracted, and I had to also think, I mean, this is just my intuition sitting here going, that's true, and yet we have so many people like Socrates and Jesus and Buddha who were, I guess Buddha not, but many people who came into that really beautiful, fine frequency and were murdered or stoned. It's not always that when we come into a really fine light frequency that we attract only goodness and light. There's a lot of hatred and jealousy for people that dare.
Sure.
And I
for
think
sure.
there's a very big collective fear also of coming into your true essence, because
Agreed.
We do have in this collective consciousness, right? Women that have been burned at stake.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Jesus who has been crucified. Many wise people have not been understood when they came into their essence. So how do we step into the superpower? How do we step into our full selves? How do we embrace the authentic beings that we are and the free spirits that we are and the expansive loving beings that we are, knowing that we might also face a lot of criticism?
Yeah. So what I would say is, so that was an awesome question. I'm going to just answer the different bits of it. So from the Jesus perspective, et cetera, I would say that he existed at a time, actually, it was incredible service that he did, because at the time, the consciousness was much lower than it is now. I mean, it doesn't seem like it is, really, given what's happening in the world. I realize that. However, it was lower. The consciousness of that time was much lower than it is now. And so because consciousness has been rising generally, perhaps slower than some of us would like, but still has been rising, generally speaking, it has been accelerating, actually, especially in the past, in the recent past. And as it accelerates upwards, there's more and more of us who are embodying this potential of the higher resonating frequency. What I would say is that as your frequency rises and you start to gain more of what I call internal strength, what my experience is as a natural consequence of releasing these distortion patterns, is that you come into a form of neutrality, Okay? And this neutrality is when you no longer need an external reference point to be complete. So meaning you become less sensitive, or for some people impervious to other people's judgments, opinions, what they think of you, because you recognize that you're internally complete. You yourself are complete in your connection and your awareness of your connection to pure source. And you start to identify more with spirit from the spirit perspective than you do from the human ego perspective. So you no longer, it's actually, to me, because I was somebody who was so controlling and had a lot of fear of judgment, it's like, you become free because you just, it doesn't matter. That's a very ego, that response of fear is something we can release because it is a distortion pattern running through us, often from lineage or culture and religion, sometimes to control us, to keep us smaller, other times for a variety of reasons, really. But once you release those, it's shocking how free you can become. And once that happens, like I said, you move into this state of greater and greater neutrality. You become less attached to what happens because you can be with more things, and as a result, you don't have as much fear. And for women, this is something that is a huge liberation because there's so much fear in the feminine, right? I mean, there has been this culture of oppression of the feminine for a very, very, very long time. So within us is this precariousness, right, that is different from the masculine. It just is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what's wonderful is that as we release these underpinnings of fear, whether you're male or female, the need to control drops away, your fear of judgment drops away even more. And yes, what will happen to your point, there are people who will be agitated simply by who you are. So the higher your resonance, when you someone walks into your field, depending on who they are, you may agitate because of the clarity that you are, their distortion pattern, okay, which makes them more like agitated, for lack of a better term, right? So they might get angry at you or whatever. But once you start to identify more with spirit, you're like, oh, they're just releasing their distortion patterns. They're being them. So that's okay. You can be with that. And as you hold that neutrality, you don't have a desire to control their experience. You're just with them, present. And they're doing whatever they're doing. You're not taking it personally, and then they go away. And who knows what you're catalyzing in them? That's the thing about the hidden superpower. You don't know who you're catalyzing, right? It could be somebody at the grocery store. And it's just like they get to experience the field that is you. And so you don't know what happens in their life once your interaction stops, right? Who knows what you catalyze in them, right? So that's the wonderful thing. And as you get stronger, like I said, you become okay with whatever, you are more okay with more of what happens around you. And so you don't take things as personally, and whatever their experience is, you don't take personally because that's their experience.
Karen, what would be one daily practice that our listeners could integrate into their lives to get more in touch with their inner healer or more in touch with their essence?
So what I would say is to really become present in your body. It's a lot. There's a lot of challenge right now because there's so much fear in the collective that people are moving. Like they're getting very anxious, which to me is like a time distortion. Like you become fearful of what's going to happen in the future. You feel disempowered, out of control. There's a lot of mental chatter. Okay, so my suggestion that's physical would be to bring your attention back to your body, to your spine, to your pelvis, to something like this. Okay, if you can, when you're meditating. So not just the meditation of feeling what's around you, become aware of your body. That will anchor you in the present moment in time, which can then buoy you potentially up into the eternal now. That's very important. And because when you're in the present moment, that fear of what can happen diminishes quite significantly. So some people use their breath, right, when they meditate. Some people, but to me, I've often found that some people need to like think of something physical in their body. I would also say that for some people, you need to move. Okay, so to become present in a body, you need to physically be moving. Like, it's hard for some people to sit and do that because there's so much mind chatter. So if you physically need to exert, for some people they need to exert more, so you come into your body. That's one very powerful thing you can do. And the body is a tool that a lot of people sometimes in the spiritual practice forget, but it's extraordinarily powerful. Or even, for example, for you, like singing, because like that becoming present of that feeling in the body as the sound reverberates out through you, that is like taking that physical practice and really like becoming aware of the sensation of it in the body, that will drop you even more into the present moment. So using the body as a catalyst for that. And I think another thing I would recommend is that if people are having challenge right now with all that's happening in the world and the chaos, I'm just going to mention, and you don't have to do it, but it's just there as a resource, there are four free group frequency calibrations on the website at sphericalluminosity.com that you can listen to, which will start to help you feel more in the body, less anxious, drop away from the collective fear, make better choices, etc. So that's another tool that's free.
That's so beautiful. Yeah, I did see there are many, many videos on your homepage. Let's say that again for our listeners. I believe it's sphericalluminosity.com.
That's right, with one L.
Yes,
with one L. One L.
Ah, one L. The L is melted. The L had a bhakti. The L had a bhakti surrender right there. Exactly. Beautiful. Yeah, beautiful. And I know that you're doing master classes. You are doing sessions, and
yes.
We can only have more good vibes on this planet. I mean, everybody knows that the show is all about creating a sound world together, meaning also a sane world, a world that is in harmony and is really reflecting our full potential. So thank you, Karen Chung, for being with me on the show today. And I wish you all the best.
Thank you.